More Than You Love Me, written by Pinkish, read by Sunkitten Shash, and Until We Meet Again fanfic, rated explicit, relationship Dean Parm. Summary. This was originally a five times Dean came alone and the one time he didn't, but then he's not really alone the other times, is he? Dean feels heat against his fingertips, soft skin with soft muscle below as he grips arms that surround him. The body beneath him presses up and there's a mouth reaching for his own. He tastes something sweet, the remnants of fruit candy on a tongue that pushes past his lips. Hands make their way from his neck, down his sides, and fingers press into his hips, pulling his cock against a thigh that presses up between his legs. A breath ghosts across his ears, whispering something he can't quite make out, but his body responds. He lifts himself and gazes down at someone below him, his vision hazy, but still sure his heart lives in the chest that's below him. Bodies shift, and he's suddenly naked, pushing his cock into the bend of a groin, rutting against sensitive skin. He bites at flesh below his mouth, and hears a moan that makes his skin tighten and shiver. Hands urge him on, a voice insistent, "Fuck me, please, I need..." And he can't say no to that voice. He wraps his hands around the waist beneath him, pressing kisses to the chest that's flushed and heaving, before he flips the body over, before he presses his cock against skin, shuddering when it slips between thighs that tighten around him. His hands travel up a back, smooth and warm, and his arms wrap around shoulders that hold his weight. He moans when he feels heat around his cock. Warm, tight, soft, hot, and he's breathing in tandem with the lungs under his chest. He pulls himself closer, his hand gripping a shoulder, his mouth against a jugular, his teeth grazing, tongue tasting as he pushes into a body that wants him. The world is silent except for the humming, stuttering voice in his ears urging him on, deeper, there, begging him not to let go. A wave of pleasure builds in the pit of his stomach and rises through his chest, down his legs, swimming through his nerves until his fingertips tingle, but he holds on to it, won't let it go until he feels, there, the trembling beneath him, his thighs and arms weaken. He feels himself tilting down, the shoulders he's leaning on lowering against the pillow, the hips he's pushing into, pushing back, opening for him, changing the angle, and he feels the orgasm through the skin against his own, like their bodies are connected through the same nerve endings. His hand is wrapped around a cock that isn't his own, but he can feel it, and it pulls words from his lips. I love you. Hot wet spills over his fingers and he groans, pressing his face into a neck, tasting sweat. He feels his body expand beyond the confines of his skin as he lets go, spending into the body that welcomes him. His muscles collapse, his weight is carried down slowly into the bed as his lungs expel a breath. His arms are trapped between the chest and the mattress, and he tightens his grip until he feels his limbs again. His lips form the words, "I love you, in." The insistent beeping of his alarm jolts Dean out of his dream. Fuck, it was a dream. And he groans, both upset that the dream has ended, and that it began in the first place. He pulls a pillow onto his face and uses it to muffle a scream. He curls onto his side to relieve the pressure in his chest, pulling his thighs up against his stomach, and that's when he registers the cold, wet stickiness in his shorts. Fuck, fuck, fuck. He's too old for wet dreams, and doesn't have time to wash his sheets today. He lets himself wallow in frustration that he can't bring himself to turn into shame, because the memory of the skin, the breath, the love is still too fresh. It's still in his fingertips. He tightens his hands into fists, not sure if he's trying to capture the sensation or dissipate it. Either way, he recalls the scent of the body beneath his, a body that he has felt hundreds of times and never been able to see. He'll tell himself that he'll try harder to look next time, but all he wants to do when he's there is touch. Dean doesn't need to see to know that it's him, anyways, whoever he is. He lifts the sheets from his body and slides off the bed to keep the mess as contained as he can, then regrets that washing the stickiness from his skin also washes away the memory of fingers on his hips. "What is with you right now?" Wynn says, grinning like he knows, as he waves a hand in front of Dean's face. Dean scowls in response, which is answer enough for Wynn, who laughs as he wraps an arm around Dean's shoulders. Dean tries to pull away, but Wynn is ready for it and uses the momentum to twist their bodies and pull Dean into the pool, submerging them both. When Dean comes up for air, spluttering, Wynn is already out of arm's reach, lazily swimming away. The cool water surrounding his body doesn't do anything for the flame in his belly, the permanent fire that Parm stroked when their eyes first met. Dean is unfairly furious at Wynn, his loose-limbed confidence so different from the tension in Dean's muscles that won't go away. He can feel his body constantly trying to reach for Parm, even though they haven't spoken beyond their introduction. He wants to pull Parm tight against his chest, wants to slip under his skin, wants to burrow into his heart and his lungs. The intensity of that desire is terrifying, all the more so because it feels normal, feels right. He manages to shower, change, talk to his team, chide Wynn, get in the car, drive home, eat dinner with his siblings, brush his teeth, wash his face, and pull himself under his covers and sleep as a chorus of desire sings across his skin. If he steps out of his body, then he can just about ignore it. He wakes up hard, again. He makes it to the shower, at least, today. He hates that it's his own hand wrapping around his cock. It hurts, even as it sends lightning bolts of pleasure across his body, that it's his fingers grazing his nipples, that his breath is the only one he hears under the white noise of the showerhead. His mind supplies him with flashes of Parm, his eyes gazing through lashes, cheeks flushing in shy pleasure, his lips stretching into a smile, the line of his neck as he turns his face from Dean, his fingers wrapped around the strap of his backpack, the way his hips sway gently as he walks away. He wants to grab Parm's belt loops and pull him back to him, wants to lock his arms under Parm's belly, wants to hook his chin over Parm's shoulder. He wants to dip his fingers under Parm's waistband and slide his palm over Parm's cock and feel it get hard. He wants to bite the thin skin over his collarbone. He wants to suck bruises into his chest. He's panting now, one arm braced against the tile of his shower as the water falls in pinpricks against the back of his neck. He can't see anything, his eyes screwed shut as he feels his orgasm build and crest. He groans. His knees buckle. Before he falls over, he lowers himself into a crouch, letting the water splash across his back, skin tight and sensitive. His heart presses against his ribs and squeezes his lungs as he tries to breathe in. There was a moment, just before he came, when he felt like his body stretched across the city to wrap itself around Parm, curled up warm in his bed. There was a moment, just before he spilled over his fingers, when he felt, for the first time in his life, like he had the entirety of his soul. In that moment, he felt full, felt love and care wrap around his body, felt alive. As the water washes his orgasm down the drain, the feeling dissipates, seeping from his skin. He can't hold on to it. It falls through his fingers, even as he holds himself tighter. He feels a sob rip through his throat. He presses his forehead into his knees as the water beating against his back cools. He forces himself to stand, uncurling his muscles, wrenching them away from his core as they crack like old paper. He stands under the cold water until he feels ready to be human again. He's late to practice. He won't do this again. They kissed. They kissed. Parm behind the curtain, shy but brave enough to show it. Parm bathed in light, tilting his face up to Dean's. Dean's fingers gripping Parm's shirt, Parm's hands around Dean's neck. They kissed. It felt like the first time he really, truly breathed. Parm smiled at him. Dean holds the memory of Parm's lips against his, of Parm's chest expanding into a gasp. He floats home. His skin buzzes at any touch. The t-shirt against his body is the scrape of a knife, so he removes it. He buries himself under his blankets until his lungs beg for air. He tries to ignore his arousal, hasn't touched himself since that morning, afraid to experience whatever the fuck it was that happened after. But tonight, his mouth floods with the sense memory of Parm's sweetness. He lifts his fingers to his lips, tracing the feeling of Parm's lips against his, and it sends pleasure down his spine. He imagines tasting more of Parm, imagines wrapping his lips around Parm's cock. He presses fingers against his tongue to make the weight of Parm's cock real. His cock twitches, and it startles him out of his fantasy. He pulls wet fingers out of his mouth and wipes them against his blanket. He tries to sink into the mattress, wishing it would swallow his body and send it away, to disappear his flesh and bone and blood so that he wouldn't have to feel this. Parm's hand slides up his neck, his fingers brushing Dean's cheekbones, his palm firm against his jaw, pulling him into a better angle, asking for Dean's lips, his tongue. Dean groans as his skin reacts to a memory of something that hasn't quite happened. He hears a whisper, feels it across his lips. I need you. Dean flips himself over, surrendering to the need for pressure against his cock. He can't touch himself, can't have a hand on his body that isn't Parm's, but he can't breathe, can't think, can't sleep. He grinds into his mattress, fists curled into his sheets, face smothered in his pillow. The fabric of his shorts rubs a sharp pain into his cock that doesn't diminish his desire. He deserves it. He needs it. He lifts onto his elbows, pushing more weight against the mattress as his head hangs and his breath puffs against the cotton of his pillow. Hands soothe his shoulders, then fingers comb through his hair. A chest covers Dean's back, and someone whispers encouragement, gives him permission to let go. His voice cracks on a muffled shout when he comes. He falls asleep in the wet spot and dreams of being held. He knows what Parm sounds like when he comes, now. It's a whole process, a symphony that starts with breathing speeding up as his throat tightens into small, high whimpers that become a whine as Parm forgets to worry about who can hear him. As he gives over to the pleasure that Dean builds in his body, he sounds surprised. He sounds delighted. Ah, Dean. Like he's amazed that Dean knows where to touch him. It fills Dean with unbearable love. He takes the opportunity to learn more, cataloging the sounds, the twitch of muscles, until he has a list of causes and effects. Dean, Parm breathes his name, begs for something he can't name. Dean gives it to him. Parm falls asleep in his arms, and Dean doesn't even register his own erection until Parm throws a thigh over Dean's legs, the weight pressing against Dean's cock. Dean presses his head back into the pillow, torn between sliding out of Parm's hold and staying in this agony forever. Parm doesn't give him a choice, though, as his arms pull Dean tightly against him in his sleep. Parm lets out a sigh that might be a name, his voice low and rough as he rocks into Dean's hip, as he presses his knee between Dean's legs. The movement of his arm makes the fabric of the sheet brush against Dean's nipple. His breath slips over the heated skin of Dean's neck, and Dean feels the orgasm build in a moment. His body tenses. Parm shifts in his sleep. He holds his breath to stop a noise that would wake Parm up. When he relaxes, Parm presses his nose into his neck, his lips feather light on Dean's collarbone. I love you, he whispers the words into Parm's hair, the strands tickling his nose. Parm grunts in his sleep and snuggles in closer. He gave Parm a week's warning, because he knew Parm would need the time, but also because he needed a deadline for himself. He considered asking Wynne for help, but when he imagined Wynne's delight at the ammunition and opportunity to take credit for Dean's sex life, he set himself to independent research instead. He opens a browser in privacy mode to search for how to have anal sex, and is confused at the paragraphs talking about how normal and not weird at all it is, until he realizes that he's been reading advice for heterosexual partners interested in spicing things up in the bedroom. He revises his search terms, then starts taking notes. Most of the information makes sense to him, focusing on consent and protection from STIs, even as it's not entirely the advice he was looking for. He knows, broadly, theoretically, how to have safe sex, but he wants to have good sex. He wants this to be a good memory for Parm, wants to do it right for him, do it well. When he finds a post with step-by-step instructions, he reads it carefully. What kind of lube to get? How to prepare his partner? What positions are most comfortable? How to open his partner up? How to encourage his partner to relax and let him in? How to press in slowly? How to find the prostate? How to pull out? How to take care of his partner after? One website includes short narratives from people who've had sex this way, and Dean finds himself entranced by one of the descriptions, the way this man talks about bottoming as something special, something soul-deep that he gets to experience. He reads it and rereads it, though he can't articulate why he's so drawn to it. He's not really interested in it for himself, but he's getting hard as he reads about the sensation of stretching, of filling, being filled. He wants to give this to Parm, but part of him wonders. He figures that if he's going to do this to Parm, he should probably experience it for himself. He makes sure his bedroom door is locked, rereads the instructions, and spreads a towel on his bed. He takes the lube from the bag he'd hidden in the back of a drawer and places it on his bedside table. He takes off his clothing and lies down on the towel. His heart is pounding, but the words from the website echo in his mind and spur him on. 1. Get excited and horny first. Done. Dean has been hard this whole time, even as he grabbed the towel from his bathroom, even as he dug the lube out from its hiding spot. He doesn't need to warm himself up. His skin is already burning. 2. Use lots of lube. He covers his fingers with wet slickness and rubs them until it's no longer cold against his skin. 3. Start slow. He reaches between his legs even as his arms shake with nerves. He presses a finger against his hole, rubs at it lightly, and identifies his body's response. It feels illicit. Feels good. 4. Stretch. Relax. He pushes and presses, gently teasing at his rim until he feels like he could press in a finger, and he gasps when he does. 5. Go easy. Check in. He pushes a finger in further and has to stop, the sensation overwhelming, not quite enjoyable. He feels it like an intrusion, but feels unpleasantly empty when he removes his finger. He sighs in frustration. 6. Enjoy each other. Have fun. Is this what he's going to ask Parm to feel? He wipes his hand on his towel and stares up at his ceiling. He recalls the words that had turned him on and doubts their accuracy. How can anyone feel good like this? He's about to get up to wash the shame of failure off his skin when a flash of memory floods his mind and presses him back into his mattress. He's on top of InTouch, filling him as he gazes down on InTouch's blissed-out face, his cheeks flushed and eyes glassy. Dean feels heat around his cock and knows that he's fucking into InTouch, knows that the small sounds of pleasure InTouch is exhaling are a direct result of the way he's being fucked. When InTouch lifts his face to ask for a kiss as he comes, Dean, Korn, swallows the sounds of his pleasure. When Dean comes back to his body, he's hard again, so he reaches for his phone and navigates to a video that he's enjoyed in the past, a man fucking himself to orgasm, his face blurred and out of frame. He's come to it before, because the microphone picks up each breath as the man on screen tries and fails to muffle his gasps. He likes this one mostly because it calls up memories that aren't quite his. He puts the phone down, ignoring the video in favor of the sounds, letting the panting, hitching breathing wash over him as he remembers pulling those same sounds out of In. He remembers how InTouch likes to grab onto Korn's shoulders, and how Parm pushes love out of his fingertips into Dean's bones. He remembers the way In tries to meld their skin, pulling Dean tighter to his body and breathing endearments into his ear. Korn wraps wet fingers around his cock, and Parm shivers as he enters into him. Their hands entangle, and Dean feels the way In's body reacts to him in every breath. The whimpering from his phone speakers becomes more desperate, and Dean remembers Parm in front of him, Parm's hands on his body. He smiles into his pillow as he wraps fingers he imagines aren't his around his cock. He wants to make Parm feel warm and loved, surrounded by Dean on all sides, inside and out, under his skin and in his lungs. What they're about to do settles into Dean's body like weights pulling him underwater, as he explains to Parm that they need to use the condoms he'd purchased earlier. He enjoys the way this information makes Parm blush, but Parm is already reacting to the idea of them naked and moving against each other, of Dean pushing into his body. He grins as he pushes them onto the bed, and revels in the way Parm reaches for him with hands and mouth. He loses himself in the moment, his hands finding the places on Parm's body he loves most, curling his fingers around Parm's waist, palms spreading across his chest, lifting his thigh to tuck his hand behind Parm's knee. He swallows Parm's laughter and grins against his lips. Parm reaches for his shirt first, and they pull clothes off each other in fits and starts, getting distracted when they reveal skin. Dean takes a few minutes to suck a bruise against Parm's ribs, imagining Parm pressing a hand against his side tomorrow, remembering that Dean's mouth was there, that his hands was there.
"Are you ready?"
Dean whispers, when they're both naked, their chests heaving as they pull in as much oxygen as they can. Parm nods, his eyes wide and his cheeks red, his lips swollen as his tongue sticks out to wet them. Dean doesn't resist the temptation to nip at his lower lip, pulling it into his mouth to suck at it, lick at it until Parm squirms.
"I said I'm ready!"
Parm laughs into his mouth, pushing his face away so their eyes can meet. Dean grins as he grabs the lube and condom he'd set aside before, placing them on the bed near his knees for easy access. He pulls Parm closer, which causes Parm to yelp as he's manhandled, but Dean wants to be kneeling between Parm's legs. He looks down at Parm, assessing, and realizes he's forgotten the pillow, so he leans over Parm to grab one, which he tucks under Parm's hips. He grabs onto Parm's hips and squeezes, smiling down at Parm below him.
"Comfortable?"
Dean asks, then waits for Parm to nod. It takes a moment, as Parm looks up at him silently, but he does, so Dean continues. He strokes Parm's cock, assuring himself that Parm is turned on, and then leans down to lick at his nipples, while he busies his hands with opening the bottle of lube. Parm gasps, and his hips tilt up to press against Dean's stomach. He wets the fingers of one hand, and snakes his arm through Parm's legs to press a finger against his hole, just as he bites gently at the skin of Parm's pecs. Parm moans at the sensations, and he presses his hips back against Dean's finger, inviting him in. It's too soon, though, so Dean uses his other hand to push back on Parm's hips, pressing him into the pillow and stilling him. He trails kisses up Parm's neck as he rubs at his rim, pressing and stretching, like the website said to do. Parm squirms, and Dean presses their lips together so he can swallow his moans. He feels Parm's hands on his shoulders, feels his fingers curl against the bone. "My Dean," Parm whispers between their lips as Dean's finger slips inside him. He feels Parm shudder, so he takes the opportunity to suck another mark onto his skin and push another finger into him. Parm is breathing quickly, small gasps that lead into whimpers as Dean's fingers reach, trying to find his prostate, and Dean flushes with pride when Parm's eyes fly open.
"Oh my God," he gasps. "Oh fuck, Dean!"
Parm's hands tighten around Dean's shoulders, and Dean wishes he could take a photo right now.
"Dean," Parm whines his name. "Please, I'm ready, please."
And Dean reaches for the condom, but he's not hard.
How?
Why? He freezes, which is the wrong move, because it notifies Parm that something is wrong, and draws his eyes to Dean, and then he sees...
Dean?
Parm shifts up onto his elbows, dislodging the pillow.
"Are you okay?"
He sits up further, then reaches a hand to Dean's face. Though there aren't tears to wipe away, he strokes his thumb across Dean's cheekbones.
"Hey,"
he whispers, urging Dean to look at him with his hand, but he doesn't force it when Dean doesn't turn to him. Dean hasn't been able to breathe since he realized he wasn't hard, and he isn't ready to face Parm. He should move, should do something, but he can't move closer to Parm, and he can't move further away, so he's stuck between Parm's legs, his torso turned away from him, his hand a fist around the condom.
"Dean," Parm says, stroking a hand down his back. "It's okay."
"It's not." Dean's voice is too loud in his ears. "I wanted to do this right. I wanted it to be good for you."
"It was," Parm says, and Dean can hear his smile in his gentle voice.
The past tense is an arrow through Dean's heart.
"I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm not."
"Dean," Parm's voice is exasperated, "please don't apologize."
"But I didn't do it right."
"Please look at me."
Parm's voice is quiet, but it reaches past Dean's anxiety, finally. Dean looks at Parm, whose skin is still flushed from pleasure, whose hair is a mess, whose lips are still wet and swollen. It's in such contrast to the gentle worry in his eyes, to the tenderness in his voice. It's almost funny. Not enough to make Dean laugh, but enough to pull him out of his panic. He leans back, sitting on his heels, even as that exposes him, soft cock against his thighs, and takes Parm's hand in his.
"Are you okay?" Parm says, once Dean meets his eyes.
Dean nods, not quite trusting himself to speak.
"What's going on in there?"
Parm taps a finger against Dean's temple.
"I don't know,"
Dean whines as he leans his forehead against Parm's shoulder. Parm takes it as an invitation to stroke a hand down Dean's back, and Dean is glad for it.
"We don't have to do this, you know," Parm says.
Dean lifts his head from Parm's shoulder.
"But I want to. Do you not want to?"
"I do, but..." Parm stops himself, pulls his lower lip between his teeth.
Dean can feel Parm psych himself up to continue.
"Dean, it was a little weird just now," Parm says, and now it's Parm who can't meet Dean's eyes.
He leans his face into Dean's neck and continues speaking.
"You seemed like you were just..."
He trails off and sighs in frustration.
"Like you were just doing things. Like you weren't really there."
Dean wraps his arms around Parm and arranges them into a more comfortable position, his chest against Parm's back and his legs cradling Parm's hips. He presses a kiss into Parm's neck, then tucks his chin over his shoulder.
"I'm sorry."
He winces as he realizes what he was doing.
"I was just trying to do it right."
"You said that before," Parm says, as he takes one of Dean's hands and splays his fingers. "What does that mean?"
"Well," Dean says, embarrassed and glad he can hide his face in the crook of Parm's neck.
"I did some research and they said..."
"You did research?" Parm says, but he doesn't sound surprised. He sounds fond. "Of course you did."
"They said that I should do it that way, and it seemed okay. I think you were enjoying it?"
He doesn't mean to make it a question, but his voice betrays his insecurity.
"I was."
Parm sighs at the memory and squirms in Dean's arms, settling himself closer into Dean's chest.
"But..."
trails off again and shakes his head. A few moments pass in silence, then Parm takes a deep breath, then turns his body. It pulls him out of Dean's arms, and they're facing each other now, both sitting naked in front of each other, arousal long gone and skin pebbling in the cool air. Parm puts his hands on Dean's face, looks Dean in the eye, and says,
"I'm here, Dean."
Dean smiles.
"Yes, you are." I'm so glad.
He is grateful that Parm is with him, even like this, because he's still safe, still loved. Parm lets out a small huff of laughter and pinches Dean's cheek lightly.
No, dummy. I mean, I'm here. Not whoever wrote the stuff you read online. Me.
Dean tilts his head in confusion, so Parm continues. It doesn't matter what they said to do, because it's me you're doing it to. Dean doesn't quite know where Parm is going, but Parm is looking at him intently, eyes serious, so he nods to tell Parm to continue.
So,
Parm says, slowly, as though waiting for Dean to finish the sentence. When Dean doesn't, he smiles, fond again, and shakes his head before pressing a kiss to the side of Dean's mouth.
So, you should ask me what I want you to do.
Oh, Dean says. What do you want me to do, then?
I want you to look at me, Parm says.
Dean nods, his eyes trained on Parm, taking in the movement of the muscles in his face as he forms the next words.
I want you to listen to the way I breathe when you touch me.
He takes Dean's hand and lifts it to his face, brushing Dean's fingers against his lips, sliding Dean's hand down his neck, down his chest, to his belly, to his cock.
I want you to smell me.
He pulls Dean's face into his neck and waits for Dean to breathe in deeply. Dean squeezes his hand around Parm's cock, pleased when it starts to fill in his palm. Parm reaches for Dean's cock, too, but Dean is too distracted by the sound and smell of Parm to notice. He startles when he feels fingers wrap around him, as Parm squeezes and pulls him to hardness.
I want you to taste me, Parm says in Dean's ear,
nudging at Dean's face as he asks for a kiss. Dean tilts his face towards Parm and closes his eyes into the kiss, so he can focus on the feeling of their lips pressing and moving. He dips his tongue past Parm's lips and tastes his toothpaste, tastes his tongue. He brings a hand up behind Parm's head so he can press deeper, and is surprised to realize that the moan he hears is his own. Parm's hands around his waist squeeze once, a warning that Parm is about to move. Parm pulls away from their kiss, his lips red and wet with Dean's spit, and his eyes are bright and wide.
I want you to do what you want to me, because you want to do it to me.
The words pass from Parm's lips and bypass Dean's ears, slotting themselves directly into his soul.
Just me,
Parm breathes as he falls back onto the bed, pulling Dean on top of him. Dean looks down at Parm beneath him. Parm, with his eyes wide, watching Dean, his mouth open as he breathes in, his chest flushed and his hands moving across Dean's body, his arms, his back, his chest, his face. Parm's eyes are closed and he tilts his head back, stretching his neck, showing the flush that moves from his cheeks to his chest. And Dean makes another mark on Parm's skin, high on his chest, breathing in the scent of just him. He presses their hips together, marveling at the feeling of Parm hard against him, and lowers a hand to Parm's entrance again. He rubs a finger over his rim and listens to the way it makes Parm's breath hitch. His own hips twitch in response, and he feels the breath knock out of his lungs when Parm wraps his hands around their cocks together. Dean groans, overwhelmed, and reaches blindly for the lube, unwilling to take his hands off the sight of his cock pressed up against Parm's, surrounded by Parm's fingers. He manages, somehow, to get some of the lube on his hands, then watches Parm's face as he presses a finger inside him. Parm bites his lip to stop a moan,
so Dean kisses him to make him stop, moans into Parm's mouth to encourage him to make more noises. He trails kisses down Parm's jaw, to his neck, so that his ear is next to Parm's mouth, so he catches every hitch, every small sound. He breathes in the air that pools around Parm's neck as his fingers seek the spot that feels different. When he hits something different, Parm gasps, and Dean lifts his head to watch the flush spread across Parm's face. Parm's hand has stopped stroking them, his body too distracted by pleasure, so Dean leans back so he can watch his fingers enter Parm, so he can watch how Parm's body shivers when he fucks into him. Dean removes his fingers to grab the condom, covers his cock with more lube, then leans over Parm to press a gentle kiss against his lips.
"Ready?"
he whispers, and Parm opens his eyes to meet Dean's, only inches away.
"I am."
Their eyes stay locked on each other as Dean pushes his cock into Parm. They breathe each other's air as Parm tilts his hips up to take more of Dean in. They swallow their sounds as Dean pulls back, then pushes in again, and again, and again. Dean fumbles for Parm's hand, desperate, suddenly, for more connection. His arms shake from holding himself up, so Parm pulls at his shoulders until he's holding Dean's weight, until Dean is pressed against Parm along his whole body. Parm wraps his legs around Dean's hips and uses his heels to urge Dean for more, more. Dean can feel Parm's cock twitching under him, so he leans to the side to reach a hand between them, then times his thrusts to the strokes. He wishes he could watch himself entering Parm at the same time he watches his face, but then he wouldn't be pressed against Parm's side, wouldn't be able to taste the whimpers that escape his lips.
"Dean,"
Parm breathes the name, the syllable extending into a whine, and Dean can feel that he's close, can see that he's close.
"Wait for me,"
Dean whispers, slowing his strokes on Parm's cock.
"Wait, I want to."
"I can't,"
Parm whines, his voice high.
"I can't wait. I need... Oh, fuck!"
Parm curls into his orgasm as he wraps his arms around Dean, pulling him closer, tighter against him. The movement and the pressure around his cock as Parm comes is almost enough to send Dean over the edge. He just needs... Parm bites at the skin where Dean's neck meets his collarbone and groans, low and long and satisfied, as Dean pushes into him again.
"And that's it. That's it."
Dean's hips stutter into Parm, his cock pushing deep as his orgasm sweeps through his body. They stay there, Dean's weight on Parm, until Parm wiggles under Dean, shifting Dean to his side as Dean scrambles to pull out of Parm. Parm winces, so Dean apologizes, soothing a hand on Parm's forehead after tying off, then tossing the condom in what he hopes is the direction of the trash can. Parm hums when he feels Dean's chest against his back.
"It's good,"
he slurs, and reaches for Dean's arms to wrap them around his body again. They can't stay like this for long, with the blankets under them instead of on top of them. But Dean won't let go of Parm until he has to. The end.